Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming July 25th on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, The Whole Detox with Dr. Deanna Minich. She says it's not enough to just detox the body. You have to detox every area of your life for complete holistic health. This 21-day program will help you do that. We'll also hear from Dr. Craig Malkin, whose book, Rethinking Narcissism, helps you recognize and get rid of the narcissists who've infiltrated your life. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific time here on Alternative Talk 1150 and find more than 400 podcasts at conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. We appreciate that. And then check out all the really cool stuff, that animal stuff that I post during the week. We've got that possible recall up there this morning, and then all the great animal pics and videos and stories. There's just a lot of great stuff to entertain yourself with there and educate yourself as well. So check it out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and give us a like. All righty. Before I let you know, Kathy is not here today, and sitting in her place would be the latest member of the Animal World family. That would be Trina is here. So if you do find a need to call in when you know listening to the interview coming up and our discussion, and you've got questions or something you want to chime in, you know you're welcome to give us a call. Just be a little patient with Trina because it's the first time she's actually answered any phones, and we kind of had just a last minute change of plans here with Kathy not being here and Trina coming in. So just be gentle with her if you do call in. And I'm going to give you phone numbers now just so you have them throughout the rest of the show here in case there's something that we aren't covering that you want to know about. And local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And then if you want to you can also send us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if by chance at any point you need to post something to Animal World via the U.S. Postal Service, Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that would be Monroe, Washington, 98272. Monroe, Washington, 98272. And then, you know, if you need to get a hold of me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer to help you with your animal friends, you can check me out at marthanorwalk.com. You can shoot me an email through the website, or you can give me a call at 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, I think that takes care of all our business, so we can get right to our feature today. And I can't tell you how delighted I am to reintroduce you. You longtime listeners will, of course, remember Janice, but for those of you that have joined us since the last time she was on, which I can't believe it's been years, but Janice Gianforte, or Gianforte is the president of Nupro Supplements, all natural pet supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And I just have to say, over all the years, I think pushing 22, been on the air, probably one of the best talkers and storytellers we've ever had on the air. So I am delighted to welcome her back. Good morning, Janice. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Greetings from the Jersey Shore.
Aha, that's where you are, huh? What's going on back at the Jersey Shore these days? How's the weather?
Oh, my gosh, it's probably close to 89 degrees, hot and humid, a perfect day for the beach.
Oh wow! Well, we're not anywhere close to that out here. we're lucky if we're pushing the a 70, but we've got a nice, pretty sunny day going on. Well, high clouds, but I guess we could. But 89, that's too hot for me. But I suppose if you're on the shore back there, it's probably not so bad, huh?
You've got to be in water or near water, or else it's unbearable. Most people will stay inside because the humidity, sometimes you could just cut it with a knife. It can really get to you. You sweat as soon as you walk out the door.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, well, in that case, you can have the Jersey Shore, Janice, and I'm going to stay out here in the great Pacific Northwest.
No, but see, you're missing the point. You need to be in the ocean where you have you can see the dolphins, you can see sharks. We have them up here in Jersey. There's crabs, there's seahorses, there's all kinds of neat things that you could find on the beach.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember posting a little video about seahorses some time ago, them giving birth, I think. It was really cool. But you actually have seahorses? I mean, do they wash up on the shore?
Well, you know, sometimes you can find the odd one. It's very rare, but we do get the Gulf Stream. That's what gets the water warm enough that we can actually swim in it, as opposed to the Pacific Coast. Where one time, the first time I was there, I thought it would be great. It was, like, very hot. I ran into the water, dove in, and just about got a brain freeze. I'm lucky I got up to the top. I'm like, what in the world? This is California. How could you guys have ice-cold water? Couldn't figure it out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But we get the Gulf Stream that comes up and brings a lot of you know, very colorful fish. It brings a lot of the Florida tropics with it. In fact, there's a phenomenon going on now where there's like a blue-green algae coming up, and it's making our water look like it's the Caribbean.
Oh, really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
And now, some of those blue-green algae can be toxic, you know, like to animals and sometimes to humans. Is this a? I would assume it's not a toxic
form? No, it's not a toxic one. They just said it's kind of a normal thing, and they would let us know. But then who knows? They want people to come to the beach. So who knows?
Yeah, maybe they won't let you know. Gosh, you know, I love hearing you talk because it's almost like being there. Do you remember, how long has it been since we spent a couple hours on Animal World? It's been a long time.
Probably, yeah, about 3 or 4 years because I was taking care of my mom, and she was very ill, and so that was taking up a lot of my time. I even had to stop doing my therapy work at the nursing homes with my dog, who I trained as a therapy dog. And so a lot of things had changed, taking care of mom. Unfortunately, I did lose her, but, you know, I'll be honest with you, she was 82 years old, and she ended up getting a liver cancer, and she had some dementia. And they basically just kind of write you off. It's like, well, we're not going to do anything with her. We're not going to do chemo. We're not going to do radiation. Not that I would have chose those, but it wasn't even an option.
Right.
So I just said, you know what? If with all the money, millions and millions of dollars that go into cancer research, and you guys can't even give me a little sliver of hope of something, I'm gonna take care of this myself. So I did every remedy that I can think of holistically, and I'm going to tell you, it's hard. When somebody has dementia, they don't always want to take the things that you want to give them.
Yeah, but I know firsthand about that.
Yeah, yep, but I will tell you that every time I would bring her back for a checkup every month, she wasn't in any pain, she wasn't losing weight. Doctor kept looking at me, and I said, you kind of want to know what I'm doing. You know, it's holistic. It's really good stuff. It's raw food. It's vitamins, minerals, it's herbals. They just kind of look at you like you have three heads. I said, you know, I look in that room over there when I come here with those people sitting there in those chemo machines. You know, they're younger people. They could be helped by holistic ways. You could do both in a combination, but at least give them an option. They really don't even want to address it. But I will tell you that one time I turned around and I said to him, he only gave her a couple of months, and I had mom live 8 months longer than they told me she would, and quality of life.
Excellent.
I
thought maybe you were going to say you put her on Nupro.
Well, a lot of the components of what I gave her was, liquid liver pills, because you've got to keep up the immune system, you've got to keep the red blood cells going.
Uh-huh.
Bee pollen is an awesome product for the immune system. Do you know you can actually live on bee pollen alone because it has a full array of amino acids and enzymes, and you really wouldn't have to eat anything else? That's a perfect food.
Well, I've heard that, but it actually is true, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can even use it as a weight loss product, too. There's a lot of wonderful things about that. And then you have the kelp, which is a iodine. You know, that's got the minerals in it. We use Norwegian kelp from Norway. That's the best kelp in the world because it comes from the icy cold waters when they get it, that deep water kelp.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that stuff, because I saw in 27 years of doing the Nupro, what it'll do, it'll take a dog that could be emaciated, could have been mistreated, could have been outside and never fed, and yet we could give him the Nupro, and within a month this dog will come back to life again and look like a show dog. That's how quick it'll happen. That's what it'll do. And this is the kind of things, it's live food. You just can't feed a person or an animal cooked food all the time and expect them to be as healthy as they can be.
Well, and that's certainly true. And so that's really good to know. I mean, you were able to use those concepts and give your mom a much better quality of life for much longer than expected. It is disappointing. I was all over veterinary medicine in the first hour of the show, so we might as well, you know, dump on human medicine as well. But it really is amazing how, you know, traditional human medicine is not real interested in all the natural stuff. And
there are doctors
that are exceptions, but you really have to get into the holistic practitioners and the naturopaths to be really interested in that. But speaking of all that great stuff, you know, we've got a lot of listeners these days that weren't around years ago when we have shared the story of NutriPro and how it all got started. So let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
First of all, you know, how many years have you been doing the NutriPro supplements?
This year is 27 years.
Wow, so that's a long time. So, let's go back to the beginning and how, you know, share with how did the Nupro come about?
Well, I was training racehorses, standardbreds, trotters, harness racing. And back in the day, and you're talking, let's say, late 70s, early 80s, there weren't many supplements on the market.
No.
And but I was doing a lot of research on that because when you're training, you know, horses, it's just not living on hay and oats and whatever the vet may pre-race the horse with, because, you know, that goes on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You do that just like an athlete. You're taking something to try and enhance your performance. But I discovered that, you know, a horse is just not going to go on hay and oats. It's got to be something more that you can give this animal to just, you know, help the body, shiny coat, you know. Of course, they'll say, well, you know, in horse racing or something, who cares about a shiny coat or how good the animal looks? It's
right.
All about winning. But you know what? If you're not taking care of the inside and that horse isn't feeling good, you may get a win or two out of them if you're, again, going to enhance them with something medicinally. But how long are you going to keep that animal going, and how happy is that animal going to be? I'm all about the animal being happy and liking what they're doing and, you know, achieving racing and doing the best they can do because they want to do it, not because you're making them do it, because they want to do it. These animals are bred to do something, and at least 99% of them want to do it because it's in their DNA. But you also want to make them happy. I mean, you know, you just can't throw them on the track and say, okay, now go and race. At least
right,
that's not
right.
The way I treated my animals anyway. You know, you wanted to instill a sense of being in them, that they want to be able to go out there and win. There's a reason for wanting to go out and win. You have to teach them how to do that. And bringing up horses as young babies and getting them from the sales as yearlings and teaching them everything they know, it's the funnest thing when you're out there. It's probably not a word, funnest, but it is the funnest thing. When you're out there on the track and you're training this animal and you're putting miles into him, you're building him up, you're getting his muscles really strong, and you're putting endurance into him, and then you'll take him on training runs where you'll go faster with him, and then faster and faster, and you're teaching them and you're giving them endurance. But there comes a time when you're training with other young animals together that one time you'll be training and your horse will go to the finish line first, or then the next time you're holding your horse back and another horse will go to the finish line first. You're teaching them what winning's all about. But when your horse is the one that's being pulled back so that another horse can go in front of him, and all of a sudden he fights that bit and he wants to keep going and he digs in, you've just discovered, that horse just discovered in his life, the light bulb just went off. I want to win. I understand what it is. I don't want somebody to pass me. And that's when you know that they finally realize what it is. And yes, it's not us making them do it. It's the animal itself realizing that when he's on that racetrack, he wants to win.
Yeah, and of course you want him to feel good. So at that point, were you searching for something else to feed them?
I was searching for supplements because, again, I was looking for something better than just, you know, your molasses, your hay, and your oats. And I discovered the product this nutrition doctor was making, and it had the bee pollen and kelp and flaxseed. And I said, this looks wonderful. And I bought it. And I started giving it to my horses, and I saw them, you know, they were jumping out of their stalls, they were winning, they were feeling good, their coats were awesome looking, and I'm like, there's something to this. So the guy who owned the tack shop said, hey, you'd want to meet Dr. Dan. He's really cool, and you'd probably want to pick his brain and tell him how much you love his stuff and blah, blah. So I got to meet him one day, and he was a fantastic person, but, you know, the type of person that was very book-learned. He went to Berkeley in California. He's a really, really good nutritionist. And he actually used to help weightlifters at the gym. He would look at their blood tests, and he would put special formulas together for them so they can enhance certain muscles. Whatever they're achieving to do, he can help them nutritionally. Mm. So he had this product for horses, and I said, I really love it. It's awesome. But he also had made it for dogs and cats, but never really did anything with it. He had it. He gave it to his friends. He did the research on it, but there it kind of sat stagnant. Because he was doing too many things. He was doing things at the racetrack for horses. He was doing things at the gym for people. He didn't have time to do anything for the dogs and cats. And I said, you know, I love training racehorses, but it's a tough job. It's 365 days a year, 7 days a week. It's very hard to get a break. I love doing it. I had very good success doing it. But I also knew that there may be something else I can get into that can either subsidize or maybe, you know, not that I wanted to give up the horses because it was the hardest thing to do because I love training the horses. But, you know, reality sits in. When you're here in Jersey and you get those harsh, cold winters, it's not the nicest thing when your hands are freezing when you're out there training these horses on the track and your feet are freezing, your hands are numb. So I said, well, let me give it a try. So we took the product and we started. I said, well, where's the most concentrated place of people that would have dogs that would understand this product. And the only thing we can think of back in the day was a dog show. So that's how we got started. We started going to dog shows.
And so you took the product that he had developed, the supplement he'd developed for dogs and cats, and actually brought it to fruition.
Yes. And how I became a believer in it, the other short story, because, you know, there's lots of things on the market. Back then, there wasn't that much. You had pet tabs, you have yeast and garlic, and you had a few other products that were out back then, but not
yeah,
a lot.
I remember.
Like
yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody. Well, if you're old enough, you remember the pet tabs that we gave our dog. Yeah, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
that's
that
really
was about it. That was it. Because back then I was working in veterinary hospitals, and that was it that we had to sell to people, you know, as a vitamin supplement or something. Yeah.
Right. So nobody knew what this was because this product was taking care of the immune system and giving the vitamins, enzymes, amino acids, minerals, fatty acids, things that these animals need. Because, again, back then, the dog food was atrocious, too.
Yeah, the dog food was bad. And it was this product, it came in it was a powdered form at that time?
Yes, it was always a powder. But what I did is, of course, when you're at a barn, what are you going to have around the barn? You're going to have cats.
Yeah.
So I said the first thing that we should do is let's try it on our barn cats. So my experiment went as follows. There were cats that people dumped off like they always do. It's like, oh, they'll eat mice and rats at the farm. No, we feed the cats. They don't go. They're afraid of the rats. One time went to one of the part of the stables, because this place where I was stabled at that had a training track was also a breeding farm. So one time the owner said, hey, can you help us clean out this one big shed? We want to, you know, use it for the mares. And we're in there cleaning, and all of a sudden these big rats are coming out. And I'm like, wow, this is whoa. And I kind of hear, if you wanted to hear about herding cats, I tried to get as many cats as I could, and I herded them into that room and that shed. And I said, hey, you know, there's rats in here. You guys would be happy to find these rats. Oh, my gosh, they took off. They went to the woods. I didn't see cats for 2 days.
Yeah, cats afraid of the rats, huh?
Yeah. These rats were big. These cats, I ain't having no part of that. I'm out of here. We should have got a couple of Jack Russells.
I was just going to say, what you needed were Jack Russells, not cats. Yeah.
those cats were gone. They're like, we're no part of that. So my experiment was, back in the day, again, with the poor quality food, we all remember, at least most of us will remember, when the food used to be all those pretty colors of the rainbow. You'd have your reds and yellows and greens, and, you know, it's more for us, and the animals can't see those colors anyway. So that's the kind of food that if you're a poor groom and you're grooming horses and you have cats hanging around and they're hungry, you're just going to go to the supermarket and buy that food. So I said, well, there is better food coming on the market. I think Solid Gold was coming out or was out, but it wasn't as known as it is now, and a few other good foods were coming on the market. And I said, well, I'm going to have to keep something constant. So I went and bought the same food that they were using on the other side of the farm, but my cats were getting the new Pro Powder. Now, here's the funny thing. I had a litter box. Now, not every cat used a litter box. Some of them availed themselves of going into the horse's stalls. But the ones that did use the litter boxes, when I started giving them the new Pro, when I cleaned the litter box, their poops looked like Play-Doh, like different colored Play-Doh. I'm like, where is this coming from? What in the world are these cats eating? And then I realized that because the color of the food was coming out in the poop, the new Pro was detoxing these animals so well that those colors, those artificial preservatives, those colors, those
the dyes that were in the crappy food was detoxing
right
because of the new Pro.
I called the doctor right away, and he says that's exactly what's happening. So I stopped giving them to him for a while. I want to see what was going to happen. And within 2 or 3 days, when the new Pro was out of their system, their poops went back to looking like a normal poop. And I'm like, that's the weirdest thing I'd ever seen in my life. But that's what was happening. So I says, wow, this is fantastic. I need to tell the dog show breeders, the people that are in Westminster, the people that have these fantastic show dogs, they need to know that something like this exists because they're always looking for the best skin and coat that they can have for the judges. Plus, bee pollen, if you work an animal, that'll enhance muscle. So people that do the weight pulling with the pit bulls, the military dogs, of which we ship free product overseas for.
Really?
Police agencies all across the country use our new Pro on their search and rescue dogs, their canines, their police dogs. That's where it's gone because they can see the fantastic results. But that's how it started. It started from the barn. We would go to ingredient shows and look at different ingredients also, like different forms of liver or different forms of, because that's the base of the product, is that fresh liver. So we got chicken liver and pork liver and beef liver, and we got artificial liver. We got artificial flavors. We did everything. So here's Janice again, wrangling all the cats into the barn, because who's going to be our taste testers? The barn cats. So we put all these dishes out of all these different livers, and every single time the cats went to the real food. They never went near anything artificial, anything enhanced, anything that was chemically made. They all knew the real food. And I said, you know what? If these discriminating beasties can figure out that that's real, we have to go with real. There isn't any way else to go.
All right. Good for you. Now, we're going to take a little time out here because we need to take care of advertisers. And as I always say, it's the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us and we can't do this kind of programming. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are because we will continue our discussion with Janice, president of NuPro Supplements. And let's find out what was in that the original NuPro formulas and all the different ingredients and how that is so helpful. And I'll tell you what's going on at my house. It's really incredible. At any rate, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, numerologist Michael Fierro looks at life by the numbers and how our birth dates are coded for specific experiences.
In hour number two, psychic medium Mickey Jacobs returns and we'll be taking your calls in the second half hour.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here from 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are just getting started with our conversation with the president of NuPro Supplements. That would be Janice Gianforte, and she's back on the Jersey Shore, and I've already decided that I'm glad I'm here on the West Coast. Janice can have the Jersey Shore with that almost 90 degrees humidity and all that stuff you talked about. I'll just be happy hearing you talk about it, and I'm glad to stick my toes in the Pacific Ocean that, yes, you're right, it's always cold, but I used to swim in it when I was a kid, but it's too cold for me as an adult. Anyway, Janice, we were just getting into, you were talking about the original NuPro formula. And this was that you were testing with the barn cats.
Yes.
Back, you know, when you were training racehorses and stuff.
Right.
Now, back then, because that had to be, what, you know, 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah, that would have been more than the 27 years. That probably would have been close to about 29, 30 years ago when we were just playing with it and getting it started.
Okay, now, and I'm looking at the brochure here, the premium formula. Where was the formula you were using back then and testing on these barn cats, getting ready to, you know, introduce it to dogs and at dog shows and stuff? What was the formula, the same as it is now?
Yeah, we haven't really tweaked it much. The only thing that we've kind of changed is we used to have steam bone meal in there, and that was an awesome product because that's something that the animals would have when they would, catch their wild animals out in the wild when wolves were wolves and dogs were wolves and everybody ate what they needed to catch and eat. But when all of that happened with the BSE and the mad cow disease and all of that stuff, everybody was going crazy with bone meal. But the bone meal that we used was always human grade. And, you know, they still make it today, but that would be the same bones that they would boil up to make your soups and gravies and your bouillons and all of that kind of stuff. And they never used, the company that we dealt with, never used the neck or the spine or the tail, which is where BSE or, you know, the mad cow disease would have been found. It's usually what they would boil up would be, you know, the large shank bones and things like that.
Right.
But because of public outcry and everybody getting nuts over it back then, you know how crazy it was back then.
Right.
We had to take it out because, and again, the other problem is because it was beef related, getting it over the border into Canada and into other countries. Now, nobody wanted any beef from the U.S.
Right,
they just said,
right.
We're done because you guys have that disease. We don't want it in our country. You can't ship anything over.
Gotcha.
So we had to change it, and we put in the calcium citrate, which is the next best thing to steam bone meal because this is better absorbed, and it is a calcium source, and there's actually a lot of studies on calcium citrate on again with the absorption. However, in the canine, I still would have liked to have stuck with the bone meal. We just couldn't do it anymore.
Well, that makes sense. I'd actually forgotten about that big old, you know, the brouhaha about, you know, the mad cow disease and all of that, and that, that did wreak a lot of havoc with all kinds of stuff.
Yes, we were on the front lines with that because everybody's saying, oh, we can't have that. And it wasn't until, you know, and yes, I could have shouted from the highest mountaintops that you're not getting any disease with our product, and hey, what would your dog be eating out in the wild anyway? But nobody was really going to hear that. They heard all the bad things about it and none of the good things about it. So there's only something a small company can do. We had to change.
Yeah, no, I was just going to share with everybody that I've been having a Nupro experience at my house here in the, just in the last couple of days, because admittedly, back in the day here with the radio show, you know, Janice used to be, you know, before we both had elderly parents and needed to be taking care of them, Janice was kind of a regular guest here on Animal World, and you know, we do these shows from time to time, and so I was very familiar with the supplements and that sort of thing. And so in previous generations of my animals, you know, I've had them on the Nupro supplements from time to time. Well, and then you know, my mom dropped dead and I had to sell my farm and move in and take care of my elderly father, and you know, and then sometime after that, of course, Janice had the same thing going on, you know, with her mom, and we kind of lost touch for a while. Well, anyway, my whole generation of animals that had been living with me then, they've all passed and moved on. So, and now I have a fairly young new generation of animals. As you all know, I have my Robbie Golden Retriever, and I have my 5 cats, one Sophie Sweet Cheeks being the feral rescue baby, and then I have my 4 Abyssinians. Well, you know, I now feed, you know, Janice, my cats are all on raw food diet, and my Robbie Golden is on the highest quality dry mixed with raw food. So they're on really good quality diets and eating all kinds of stuff, but I had not introduced any of them to the Nupro supplements. Well, then Janice and I reconnected and started making plans to be doing the show together again. And so Janice sent me a big box of Nupro stuff. And
yep.
Took a while to get here. I found out from my UPS guy it was because of the Amazon Prime Day and all of that. And it was delivered very, very late Friday night. And so on Saturday we started, I guess it was in time I could start it Friday night. I I have a bunch of picky animals now, Janice. They won't eat just anything. And especially my Robbie Golden is, you know, he's just an incredible golden retriever, but he's also smart and sensitive, and he's picky. And so I have to be very careful about, you know, what I put into his food, because just the wrong thing can tweak it. And, you know, and he was not interested. He, you know, and we all, of course, want our animals to like what they're eating. Well,
right.
I opened the box and I got out the big jug of the Nupro supplement, you know, the powder for dogs. And I opened it up, and everybody's nose in the house was then into the kitchen smelling it, and the cats were really interested. Well, you know, when you open the big jar, you peel off the, you know, the sealing piece of you know, paper, whatever it is.
Right, it's and, a safety seal.
Yeah, safety seal, that's what it is. And I peel that off, and of course it has some of the powder on the inside of it. Well, Robbie's like wagging his tail, and I just put it down. He's licking that safety seal, cleaning that lick, and look, and he said, I want that stuff. So I started adding it into Robbie's food starting Friday night, and he absolutely loves it. And so he's on Nupro now. I just on kind of on general principles, Janice, I don't know if you recommend this or not, but I kind of wean my animals on to supplements, you know, don't start them with the full dose to start with. So I've been sort of just gradually increasing it to get up to the normal dose. But he loved it. Well, then I didn't expect the cats to like the feline formula comes in like little nuggets.
Yes.
Almost reminds me of almost like a rabbit food pellet sort of size.
Because it's extruded and it's not heat processed, that's why.
Ah, okay. At any rate, I didn't expect that many of my cats would be interested, you know, because they're raw food eaters. That's all they eat is raw food. They are also very picky, and especially my Abbeys are better eaters than my feral rescue. She's extremely picky. It took me a long time even to get her on raw food. And if I try to put anything in it or on it, she just won't have anything to do with it. Well, I got out the Nupro nuggets for the kitties, and everybody seemed really interested. And my smallest Abby, who is also the piggiest one, I mean, practically dived into the jar, you know, to get it. And so then I found out, you know, so that Friday evening, what I did was get all their raw food ready, and then I just sprinkled some of the Nupro nuggets on top of their raw food, and then put out their dinner. Well, oh my gosh, it was like it was the difference between day and night. Now they're all pretty good eaters, but they acted like they hadn't been fed for days, and they could not gobble that food down fast enough, you know, with the new Nupro nuggets on it, and they just went crazy over it. Well, and then I figured out yesterday, so, you know, they got it Saturday morning. I fed them their breakfast, and they really liked it. Now, I wasn't even thinking that I would even try to give any to Sophie, my feral. Because, you know, Sophie's like Mikey, doesn't like anything.
Right.
Okay? Sophie just doesn't like anything. So I wasn't even going to give her any. Well, I put the boys, my four Abyssinians are boys, I put their raw food out on one side of the counter first, and they start eating. And then I feed Sophie a few feet away from them separately. So that she, you know, can eat in peace.
Right.
Well, yesterday morning when I put the boys' raw food with the Nupro nuggets out, guess what? Miss Sophie barreled right in there, knocked the boys out of the way to try to eat their food. Oh my God, she likes it too.
Oh, no.
So I had to haul her out of there, and I sprinkled some Nupro on her food. She gobbled it up too. So now, as of, you know, today, all of my cats are getting the Nupro nuggets sprinkled on top of their raw food, and they are going, they absolutely love it. And I don't think I have ever, Janice, in all my years of all the animals I've lived with and all the supplements that, you know, I advertise for, and of course I only do the good ones, and I've tried and all of that, I have never had a supplement that all of my animals liked. You know, it's always a few of them like it, but a few of them don't.
Right.
But this is like a miracle, because I got all five of my cats are absolutely crazy about these feline nuggets. And cats are the worst at trying to get them to eat something.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That's why we even have on the label that we say, look, don't just, you know, think you're going to bring it back to the store because you put a couple of nuggets on and the kitty walked away. You've got to give them a couple days to get used to it. Some cats are funky that way.
Yeah, it absolutely underblew. It didn't take any time to get used to it at my house. And in fact, Sophie demanded it when I wasn't even giving it to her. So I've got Robbie Golden loving it. I've got all four Abyssinians and Sophie, you know, the feral. They're all absolutely crazy over this. And I kind of have the feeling that, you know, I mean, we're on Nupro for life now, because I think if I stop it, I'm going to have a rebellion.
Oh, yeah, they might decide to eat your toes or something. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm just blown away at the palatability, and especially to have all five cats crazy about it.
Mm-hmm. That's our heart and soul. We put everything, we put ourselves, there's something of ourselves in every one of the blends that we do, because we are so finicky. We've been using the same companies for years. I mean, I'm going to tell you, probably about 20-some years ago, we got a batch of flaxseed in one time, and we taste everything. Mm-hmm. I should say my husband, more than me, tastes everything when it comes in. We can get all the paperwork with it, but he eats it when it comes in. He'll eat the liver, the flaxseed, the bee pollen. It's got to taste right.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah. He didn't like the taste of the flaxseed this one time. We're like, you know, he says, like, then he comes over, here, taste this. You know, so we're the tasters. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's not that nutty flavor that we're usually used to. And also, you can know if a flaxseed is getting a little rancid. You could just put it on your tongue, and if it burns your throat going down, then you know it's past its prime. It's gone rancid. So we're tasting this, and we're just, that's not right. So we called the company, and they said, oh, yeah, well, it's the same stuff you've been getting. But we had to probably, I don't know if they said they had to add something to it or they couldn't get the same batch. I don't remember what the story was, because that was so long ago. But the comment that they made is what made us slam the phone down and say, you're done. The 5,000 pounds went back. And the comment was, well, you know, basically at the end, after we complained and we said, look, you got to take this back, give us the stuff that we're used to getting. They must have gave us a lower quality but didn't want to admit it. Their comment was, well, what do you care? It's only for dogs.
Oh, don't say that to Janice.
Oh, no.
Your history.
No. That was the wrong thing to say. Oh, they were calling us for months after that, and I wouldn't even answer the phone. It's like, no, you say a comment like that, I can never trust you again if you say something like that. You know, in hindsight, it's probably good. We found a much better company, but we're always on the lookout for anything that could be better than what we're doing. That's why we go to the ingredient shows. And for years, we found nothing that can top the ingredients that we're already using for the quality that we're getting.
So I'm wondering, because, you know, you've got a number of different supplements, mm-hmm. You know, and you've got for dogs, you've got for the cats, you've got for ferrets. And, of course, we're going to talk about the new... the latest supplement, which is so great and is even, you know, healing some cancer. I'm wondering, is the basic formula kind of the same for everything?
Yes. So basically, I'll go over that really
quick.
Yeah,
let's talk about kind of the basic formula that you kind of start with all the supplements.
Right, because our joint support is based on this. Everything has a base formula. All of our supplements do. Again, because... Right. It's not just to treat the joints. It's not just to treat the skin and coat. It's not just to treat for allergies. But you have to have the immune system in top shape in order for the body itself to heal itself. That's the whole thing. It's not so much that we're doing anything. We're letting the animal's body heal itself by giving them the live ingredients to do so. That's why you never see a wolf or a coyote out in the wild with a crappy coat, because they're getting everything they're supposed to get from nature. Everything in that animal that they eat, those components build that animal that eats that animal. Every component is doing something for their body. They're even eating the stomach contents, and people say, well, they don't eat greens, they don't eat grains. Yeah, they do, because they're going to eat what's in the stomach of that animal that they killed. Nothing goes to waste.
Right.
They're going to munch on the bones. They get their calcium. They get certain enzymes and amino acids in the blood. Of course, they need the muscle meat and the organ meat. So they're getting everything that they need in that animal. That's a vitamin-packed animal for them. But now we have them inside, and we're feeding them, you know, processed food. Yes, even if you're feeding the raw food, you still need to add those other components because you just can't throw down a turkey neck or a chicken back and expect the animal to be healthy. That's not complete. You still need to give those other ingredients, which is why you have to grind up your vegetables and why you have to give them other things. But with the NuPro, we're helping you with that. People that are doing the raw diet, this is a help to them because they have to add these things anyway.
Okay.
People that are home cooking will need this too.
Absolutely. And I just looked at the clock, so we've got to take care of our advertisers one more time in this hour. So let's do that now. And then we will continue with the basic, you know, the list of ingredients, the basic formula that all of the NuPro formulas start with, so you can get a feel for how great this stuff really is. And like I said, I am totally amazed because I've got five animals, five cats and Robbie Golden, six animals, that is. Just nuts over this stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're in the middle of our discussion with the president of NuPro Supplements. Janice is here from the Jersey Shore, and we are talking all about NuPro, and I am just so delighted to be reinvigorated with my enthusiasm about NuPro products. I've always known they were great, but I hadn't, you know, gotten into it with my current set of animals until my box arrived.
That's the box.
Janice, we got to stay in touch, honey, because I know my cats are going to kick me out if they are absolutely. I have never seen them get this crazy about eating anything, and that's all five of them. I am just absolutely amazed. So
I have some customers that call it kitty crack. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'd say, because that's what I got going on at my house. And for Miss Sophie Louise, Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks, you know, my little feral rescue girl, for her to be crazy about it, that's like unheard of. I don't know that she's ever been crazy about anything that she eats. I mean, she eats to eat, but boy, she's just, I can't believe it. So anyway, let's.
Well, it's like the sprinkles on top of the food. It's that little bit extra that you've been holding out on them. Hey.
Yeah. It's like they're not chubby. They get the wonderful Natural Pet Pantry raw food, which is a great formula. Mm-hmm. They get Dr. Bill's Transfer Factor in their food. But you know.
Just the icing on the cake.
Right. This is like this. I have never seen anything with these cats like this. It's absolutely amazing. So let's start with take us through the lineup of what is the basic formula that kind of is the root system of all the rest of these the supplements.
It's the basis.
Yeah. What's the basics?
Right. I just want to touch on one quick thing so that I don't forget. You mentioned that you start out a little slow. The reason why we have a loading dosage is because I'm not going to have a conversation with every single customer because they're going to buy it at a store, or they're going to find it somewhere else, or a friend's going to give it to them, and they're going to have a dog that may have some very serious problems. Something that maybe they're having hot spots, or maybe they're having a lot of itchy problems, or maybe they're having some allergies. And if I started it out with the maintenance amount, it's still going to work, but it's not going to work that quickly. It's still going to work quick, so let me kind of rephrase that. It's not going to work as quick as I know that if they started the loading dose, they would see results a lot of times in just a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
So when you have a customer that's maybe not familiar with supplements, maybe somebody told them they should buy it because they love it, it's working fantastic on their animal, and they're maybe skeptical, or maybe they're not sure, or maybe they've heard, oh, you can't upset the balance of a food, or whatever the little stigma might still be around, which, thank God, it is disappearing, a lot of these stigmas that used to be back in the day.
Right.
Back in the day when we first started this, your dog food companies will say, oh, don't add anything because you're going to upset the natural balance of everything that we put in there, the scientific formulas and blah, blah, blah. Now, every single dog food company has supplements. Gee, what happened? You know, has anybody ever asked that question? I ask that question all the time because in the beginning I had to fight that. But the loading dose is there so that you're going to see quick results on the animal without having to wait a whole month to see a little change. Because don't forget, everything has to change from the inside first. You're not going to see the outside results until the inside gets better.
Right.
So we want people to finish that container or at least get to the end of that container and say, gee, I'm going to buy more because I can see my dog is now going up and down the stairs so much better. That hot spot is disappearing. My dog's not scratching as bad as he was. There must be something to this. And I'll also tell the retailers, too. I'll say, you know, you may have a customer that's feeding a low-quality food who may not want to go to a better-quality food because of the expense. So if you start out with the supplement and they can see the results from that, then they're going to come back and say, hey, you know, that supplement did wonderful things for my animal. Tell me what else is in this store that I can even improve my animal that much more, because now they're willing to listen because they could see that something worked. And a supplement's going to work a lot faster than a food change.
Right. And of course, I think it goes without saying, but I do want to say that, of course, all of the NuPro products are 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Yes,
in order
to
get your money back. So it's no risk in trying these. So let's go over the basic formula.
We've got your fresh liver in there. Now, we use the pork liver. That's higher in B vitamins and iron than any other liver.
Really?
And oh, yes. And plus, you have so many animals that are allergic to chicken and beef. That's why you have so many different foods out there. You've got your buffalo. You have ostrich food. There's, lamb food. You know, we're all familiar with that. That's because of so many allergies of these animals for so many centuries or, you know, decades being fed these foods that they're just getting allergic to now. They can't have chicken or beef anymore. So when you do, liver in the pork sense is very hypoallergenic, so it's very rare that an animal has any issues with that. And if it ever does come up on a, sometimes people will do like a blood test because they think their dog is allergy, tested, and they need to find out what's wrong with the animal.
Right.
Even if pork does come up, it's usually the muscle meat. It's not the organ meat, so that's
right.
The difference too.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what's in there. And again, I don't know how many people would remember the old Geritol commercial. So I don't want to date myself. I was just a little kid at that time, just a little kid. And I remember them on TV.
I have to say, I remember them too.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that all that really was liquid iron. And you were giving that to the senior people, and they were feeling so much better because everybody is so iron deficient. I don't know how many people read Dr. Mercola, but he had an article that came out a few months ago, and he said that there was a certain percentage of iron in an apple back in the 50s. Today, to get that same percentage of iron, you'd have to eat 26 apples.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
Yeah. So what happened? You know, we're very iron deficient. That's why women we're sluggish. We need more iron than guys. So you really got to look into that. But when you give something like this that has that the building blocks of for the blood, the muscle, and the bones, that really good fresh liver, your senior animal is getting up and wanting to play again. They're wanting to run with you again. They're wanting to get off the couch. They don't have one foot in the grave, you know, so to speak. They want to get up. And then when you give this also to the younger animal, the first year of that animal's life, everything that you do that first year imprints him the rest of his life. So when you give him really good ingredients, especially that first year, you know that you're going to have less health problems down the line because, like they say, you pay now or pay later.
Now, it says desiccated liver. Is that word important?
Yes, because whereas you would have dehydrated in other ways that they would process liver, this is only cooked to just about 100 degrees, so everything stays intact. And that's what that means, because instead of overcooking it, instead of extracting all the moisture, stuff has stayed in the desiccation process. So you're not losing the amino acids and enzymes. You're not losing those B vitamins and that iron.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
It is important.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then the next one you have is the Norwegian kelp. And like I explained before, there's no better kelp on the planet.
Really?
There's other people that'll do Florida kelp or Maine kelp or New Zealand kelp. But again, those are warm water kelps. And you can be a contaminant with bacteria in those warm water kelps because bacteria is going to grow more in warm water than it's going to grow in icy cold Norwegian water. Plus, the Norwegian people, they eat kelp almost every day. That's part of their diet. And they are the longest-lived people.
Wow. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's something to those live minerals that they're getting from that kelp and those sea vegetables because they're big eaters of that. So when you give that to a dog who is basically eating food that's been processed, even though they may put all of these other things, they'll say, oh, yeah, there's greens in the food, there's this and that. Once you cook it, you're losing a lot.
Yeah.
So when we give you this raw product, the only thing that's cooked in our product is the liver. Everything else is fresh and raw. So in a way, you are getting, you know, components of your raw diet, just not the raw meat.
All right. So then next up, is that the bee pollen?
That would be the bee pollen. And like we mentioned before, that's like a perfect food. So you're, again, when that animal's out in the wild, they don't catch something every single day. I mean, we do overfeed our animals in this country because they're feeding them every day. In the wild, they would starve for a couple of days. Their body would have a chance to rest. Their stomach would detox a little bit. And they would go on a little bit of a fast, not because they want to, it's just because they can't get something every day.
Yeah,
but they'll eat grass, and they'll eat flowers, and they'll eat plants, and they'll eat fruits, and they'll vary their diet because they have to. But we're not doing that. If anybody's out there, and I know that there's been changes in dog food, and it's much more better than it was 20, 30 years ago, but the fact is it's still processed. They can't put raw and processed together and be able to survive AFCO's rules. So when you're doing something like that, you're missing something. Like you eating a TV dinner, you'll survive, you'll stay alive, but I can't guarantee you're going to be as healthy as you can be. It's the same thing with your dog. That's why if I get a 6 or 7 year old dog and I bring my dog to the dog park, he's 9 years old now, he plays with the young dogs, he runs, he rolls, he wrestles, he plays. People say, how old's your dog? I'm like, 9. They're like, no way. There's 5-year-old dogs here that don't play like your dog. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's the fuel for the system. What are you giving him? If he's eating dead food, how alive is he going to be? So think about it that way.
Well, and I'm thinking now, the more I'm looking at this list of ingredients and hearing you describe everything, it's kind of like maybe I should be putting some Nupro in my smoothie.
Yeah, if you like liver, go right ahead. Blend it on in. I have people asking me that all the time, and I'm like, you know, I don't have on there for human consumption, even though it is all human-grade stuff, so I can't advocate that. But there's no reason why you can't go to your local Whole Foods or your local health food store that has things in bulk and mimic what's in here for yourself.
Well, yeah.
There's wonderful liquid liver pills because, again, not everybody's going to want to. You're not going to want to taste liver every single day. I mean, dogs and cats love that, but we're not totally.
Well, and they're
to have
you know then they're
like
carnivores,
that.
You know,
yeah.
And so it's important for them. Whereas we aren't necessarily obligate carnivores. So.
Right. However, if someone has liver problems, I remember the doctor always saying that. If you have a problem with your liver, eating liver helps your own liver, so that's something to keep in mind.
You know, I've heard that too. You know, you know, if you got heart problems, eat chicken hearts and that kind of stuff. Anyway, we are up against the top of the hour, so Janice is going to hold on. We are going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three, and then we will get back to the list of ingredients because we aren't even halfway through. The basic foundation of the NuPro supplements and all the great ingredients. We'll go through that, and then we'll get into all the different kind of supplements and the latest one that is so phenomenal for immune support and all kinds of other things. And of course, it's affordable and guaranteed. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.